Okay, so what were you saying?
Again, really? I said I'm stressing only because I know what he's got to go through. Because I've been there, I've lived it.
And what stress is that?
What stress is what? On me?
Well, yeah, I mean...
I don't have to live vicariously through him. I already know what he's going to be living.
Moving out on his own and going to school and trying to find a job.
Yeah, but the diesel mechanics thing. Uh-huh. You know, I understand where that's at.
Okay. I see. So, I don't think it'll hit me till tomorrow or like the end of the week.
Yeah, no kidding.
I don't know. I'm just like thinking of all the things that we have to do now. Like moving the furniture and...
You mean all the stuff we have to do by ourselves, like take out the garbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a pain because you left a lot of... There's a lot of heavy stuff left in the driveway.
Well, I'll help you with that, but... And then...
I'll just throw it all up on the trailer. Wheel the trailer out and dump it all on the ground.
Okay. Now I'm just thinking... Like, Julie, I still can't believe it. Are you doing okay? I'm just seeing if you're handling it well. Yeah, I'm handling it fine. I'm not having a problem. But that apartment, I was like, well, at least it didn't smell.
It smelled. The apartment building stunk.
Yeah.
The apartment smelled a lot better than the building.
Yeah, when you walk in, it's got like that mold smell. Like
musty dog, dirty floor. Pigsty. Yes, I've actually been in real pigsties. Yeah, and it really smelled like that.
It smells like dead air.
Yeah.
Like there's no circulation. And...
But the places those kids go and all the garbage they drag in on their feet lays on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think they hype it up more than what it is.
Well, like you said, though, you'll get out of it what you put into it. So if you get as much education out of it as you can, you'll be able to go a long way with it.
No, I mean the apartment building.
Oh, well, it's a place to crash. It's a flop house.
Basically.
It's a flop house for their students.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I'm like, really? How are they going to be? I'm thinking Christopher's going to be, like, right there. You know, they're, like, practically on top of each other. I think I'd rather sleep in the frickin' living room.
I would, too.
I'd be going, you know what? If you guys don't mind, I'm going to sleep out here.
Well, what I was thinking we could do is I'll look around and find a shelving unit that can go above his bed.
Why?
Well, because then he can put his stuff in the room.
But he didn't bring anything that he would need to have in the room.
Sooner or later, he's going to have something in his room.
Like what?
I don't know. Shoes? Clothes?
Well, there was a closet there.
Yeah. How full was it?
I don't know. I didn't see.
It's trashed up with everybody else's stuff, probably.
Yeah. And I noticed it's like nobody... I'm thinking he probably took too much.
Maybe.
You know, because it's just like there's... You just need your uniform pants and shirts and some underwear and socks and a pair of shoes and that's it.
His traveling kit for his razor and toothbrush.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. I didn't see no towels. No.
Yeah. Did he take any with him?
Yes, he did. He took some towels, washcloths, and bath towels. And he took all his toiletries. And I didn't see no shampoo or nothing in there either. I was like, what? There's no nothing.
Why do you think the guy said, make sure you bring soap?
Use soap.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he actually told them, take a shower a day. Man, oh my God, are you serious? You have to tell men to shower at least once a day.
Most of these are young men there.
Ugh. Yeah, Christopher. But there are times I will admit he would not. You know. So yeah, I can see that. And yeah. It's going to be a learning experience for him, that's for sure.
Yeah, well.